Oasis Audio presents A Promise to Believe In by Tracy Peterson. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, May 1879, Montana Territory.
Miss Gwen, you gotta come quick!
Gwendolyn Gallatin looked up from her sewing as the young boy burst through the open front door. Sandy hair fell across his dirt-smudged face.
Miss Gwen!
Goodness, Cubby, whatever is the matter? Gwen got to her feet as her sisters, Lacey and Beth, joined her from the kitchen.
It's your pa,
Cubby said.
He's been shot clean through. My pa says to come quick.
Lacey raced to the front door with Beth right behind her. Gwen moved leaden limbs to follow.
He's in the street, just in front of Pa's saloon.
Cubby followed the girls out the door. A small crowd had already gathered. Gwen could see the ashen color of her father's face and hear the whispered murmurs among the rough cowboys who smelled of sweat and beer.
Gwenny,
her father whispered as she knelt beside him. She put her hand to his head. Let's get him to the house.
Don't,
her father said, straining to breathe.
I'm done for.
Nonsense, Pa. People get shot all the time, Lacey said.
Beth wept softly, causing their father to give a slow shake of his head.
Don't be crying, Bethy. I'm heaven-bound.
He gave the girls an awkward smile and closed his eyes.
Don't make the coffee. Too weak, girls.
And then he was gone. Beth looked up at Gwen.
He's not breathing.
Lacey still called to him.